At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
All right, welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, recording right here on nofilter.net. You can see the Hank Haney Podcast on nofilter.net. You can also see it on YouTube TV, the Hank Haney Podcast, and you can hear it on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. So make sure you find us someplace. All right, today's podcast is going to be about helping you get better. I had a subject that I heard about on the, I was listening to the PGA Tour radio on Sirius XM. And one of the analysts on there was talking about the Harbortown tournament. I don't even know what it's called, Heritage or something. Okay. I call it Harbortown. That's the golf course. I can't remember the sponsor there. Doesn't matter. It's a Harbortown tournament. Anyway, they're talking about Justin Thomas. And they were talking about how he needs, this is one guy talking. You got to consider the source. But the one guy is, he's on this subject. And his subject is Justin Thomas needs to stop playing golf swing and just start playing golf. And I thought, okay, this is a good topic for a podcast. So we're going to talk about that today. And I'm going to kind of explain to you how this can help you improve your golf game. Because I'm assuming that when people listen to the Hank Haney Podcast or watch the Hank Haney Podcast, they want to get better at golf. Okay, today's podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. It is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and the NHL. All the latest stats, news, scores are available to you. You can follow your favorite teams. You can get all the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. It's a fantastic website. Head to the website today. betonline.ag. You can use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. BetOnline.ag is where you go to find it. All right, so go there and check it out. And I'll tell you what, I'm a fan of the golf bet. So you can do it at betonline.ag. All right, the topic I was talking about, this whole thing about play, this talking head is going on and on and on. I'm listening to this, and I'm like, first off, I don't know what this guy's handicap is. He may be a good player. I don't know what he is. He's a six. He's a two. Maybe he's a scratch. I don't know. First off, let's talk about what a scratch golfer is. How about that? Let's just assume he's a scratch. A scratch golfer, when they go play in a tournament, they're going to shoot about 78. Okay? When a touring pro keeps a handicap, he's like a plus six, plus seven, something like that. Plus five, he's a plus handicap. Meaning, on their home course, playing with their buddies, they're going to average like 66, 67 with their 10 best out of their last 20 scores. Okay? Of course, it depends on the index, the course rating, whatever they call it. But the difference between a scratch player and a touring pro is about six or eight shots a round. Okay? And if you put the average player, if you put the average player on a PGA Tour course, they wouldn't break 100. But even put a scratch player on a PGA Tour course, they wouldn't break 80. I mean, like, I'm not talking about like this round. I'm talking about like ever, okay? They wouldn't ever. Put them on Augusta? Oh my God. No. They wouldn't even sniff, around under 80. Not even sniff. So when I hear people talking, and they, you know, talk like they're the expert on this, these subjects, I think, like, really? I mean, you're the expert? I mean, what? So there's people are actually listening to this, and they're taking this stuff as gospel. And this one thing they love to talk about is you got to play golf, not golf swing. Justin Thomas is playing golf swing, not golf. And I'm like, what does that mean? First off, Justin Thomas has not been playing great. His world ranking has dropped, and it's the corrupt world golf ranking, because it's not even an accurate world golf ranking, because it doesn't even count all the LIV players. And I think he's dropped down to, you know, 22nd or something like that. And he was, you know, a top five player in the world. So he's had a big drop. And he's had a huge drop in his statistics. Historically, with all the players on the PGA Tour, including the LIV players, he was a top 10 ball striker, top five ball striker, every year like clockwork. Not a great putter, but a top 10, top five ball striker, just like every year he was. And then all of a sudden he's not playing as good. He's not hitting it as good. And he's still putting kind of not great. Okay. When you're not hitting it good, there's something wrong with your mechanics. Like, I tell people, you know, like, the golf ball doesn't know what you're thinking about. It doesn't know how confident you are. The golf ball doesn't know anything. All the golf ball knows is what the golf club does to it. And if the golf club isn't doing something to the ball that makes it go where you want it to go, there's something wrong with your mechanics. So when people say, well, he's thinking too much about his swing and he needs to just play, I'm like, Justin Thomas knows how he can hit the ball. He's a two-time major championship winner. He has been a phenomenal ball striker. He can go stand up on the driving range and in 2 minutes tell you how he feels like he's striking it today. And when something is off, I don't understand the logic that people have that somehow he's just supposed to be able to pretend like nothing's off and I'm hitting it great, but I'm really not hitting it great. You know, and when he sees the ball, you know, and you stand up over his shot, you visualize where you want the ball to start. You visualize which way you want it to curve, because you're playing to different pin placements. You're playing holes at dog leg right, dog leg left. You're playing in different wind conditions. So you determine where you want the ball to start, which way you want the ball to curve, and what trajectory you want to hit the ball at. Those are the three things that you have to be every time you stand up over a shot. Even if you're not a very good golfer, you're attempting to do those three things. Where do I want the ball to start? Which way do I want to curve? And what trajectory do I want to hit the ball at? And the trajectory is so important because that allows you the ability to play in different conditions, in other words, the wind, and to different pin placements. And it also allows you to hit partial shots. The way you hit partial shots is you vary your trajectory. So if I want to hit a, you know, if I'm trying to hit it as far as I can, I'm not going to send it in there head high. If I want to take a little distance off it, I'll go a little more three quarter and I'll lower the trajectory. I remember when Tiger Woods first turned pro, he moved into Isleworth down in Orlando, and this is when he became friends with Mark O'Meara. And Mark O'Meara told him, he said, Tiger, he gave him a great tip. He said, the most important thing you can do on the PGA Tour is you have to be able to hit the ball pin high. And that's the key. You got to hit the ball pin high. And you have to hit the ball pin high so that when you hit a shot that goes at the pin, it goes the right distance, and now you have a legitimate birdie putt. That was a great tip. But to do that, you have to be able to control your trajectory. That's the thing. And the best ball strikers are always the ones that are able to control their trajectory. You can't, you know, as they say, when you got to start it through the correct window. You know, if you're aiming at a building and you're aiming to go through the 20th floor window, and you hit a shot and it goes through the 10th floor window, that ball would not have gone the distance that you thought it was going to go. If you hit it too high, too low, it's going to affect the distance it goes. So my point is this. If a player like Justin Thomas, and it could be any player, doesn't matter who it is, stands on the practice tee or the golf course and they're hitting shots and they're not starting it off where they want to, they're not curving it the amount or in the direction that they want to, and they're not able to control their trajectory like they want to, then there's something wrong with their mechanics relative to how they typically swing when they're able to do those things. It's just as simple as that. And the correction for that isn't just Danny be the ball. You know, like I'm going to Danny be the ball and from Caddyshack, and you're just going to visualize and you're going to be the ball and miraculously this ball is just going to take off and it's going to go just like you want it to. That's fantasy land. That is not the way it works. So when people say, you know, oh, you're thinking too much about your swing. And my thought is when somebody says that, well, if you're not hitting it good, then you must be thinking about maybe you're not thinking about the right things. See, so Justin Thomas has been in flux with his swing. You know, I don't think his dad is, which was a bad move when he stopped listening to his dad as much, because it doesn't sound like he's listening to his dad quite as much. Maybe he is, I don't know. But I would have put my trust in his dad, Mike Thomas, a great coach, helped Justin his whole life. I mean, you know, but when these guys, no matter who they are, one thing that's certainly going to happen is you're going to struggle. Everybody's going to struggle. And when you start struggling, even the greatest players in the world, they have rabbit ears. They will listen to, like, you know, they are rabbit ears. They got the big ears going. I mean, they're going to listen to anything because they just are hoping somebody has something. And then that gets you offline. But you got to think about something in your swing. You just can't. It just doesn't happen. This notion, this playing golf, dot golf swing. What does that mean? What does that mean? How is that going to fit? Like playing golf. Like what if you slice? If you slice and I said to you, hey, just go play golf. Don't play golf swing. You think that's going to fix your slice? If you hook the ball or you hit it too low or you hit it too high and I say, just go play golf. Don't play golf swing. Don't think about your swing so much. how's that going to change what you're currently doing? And the answer is it's not. So this stuff that people talk about is craziness. It's absolute lunacy. I don't know where people come up with this, but they say it fast and they say it confidently, and it makes you think it might be true, but it's not. It's not. You have to figure out what is causing you to be inconsistent. What is causing you to hit bad shots? You have to understand what you need to do to hit a better shot. And that means what the club is doing. That means what your body is doing, your hands, arms, and body are doing to affect the club. And then you have to make some type of a correction. And then you have to practice so you can do it consistently. And that is, it's as simple as it gets. That's it. You want to have something simple? That's it. That's how you get back. I remember back in the day. This is a story back in the day. Mark O'Meara was my first student on the PGA Tour. And I've told this story before. But Mark was a great student. When we started, he literally didn't know. He did, and he would tell you. He didn't know anything at all about the golf swing. Like when I first talked to him about the golf swing, I said, well, okay, what's your issue? He says, I hook it too much. I just want to learn. I just want to fade every shot. I don't want to hook it. And I'm like, okay. I said, I'm kind of listening. I'm thinking, why don't we learn how to draw it correctly and learn how to fade it? I mean, why do we just want to fade every shot? I mean, what are we going to do? What are we going to do when the hole curves to the left? What are we going to do when the pin's on the left? What are we going to do when the pin's on the left and the wind's out of the left and all we're doing is fading everything? What are we going to do when the pin's on the left, the wind's on the left, the ball's below our feet, and all we can do is fade the ball? I said, this doesn't sound like a very good plan to me. I said, we need to learn how to draw it correctly so we don't hook it too much and don't pull it. And then we need to learn how to fade it. We need to learn how to hit both shots. But Mark learned, and he was a great student. But I remember, everybody has ups and downs, and Mark had some great ups for sure. But then, there was a stretch when he had some downs and maybe missed a few cuts or had some bad, poor finishes. And all the know-it-alls, like I said, they got the rabbit ears, okay? But the know-it-alls would talk and the pros will listen. You know, this was about the time when the sports psychologists were all coming. That was a thing. And people were telling Mark, you're thinking about your swing too much. And all of a sudden, Mark's missed a couple cuts and he says, maybe I am thinking about my swing too much. This guy's got a good spiel over here. Maybe I am thinking about my swing too much. Maybe I'll try this deal. I'll try this deal for a little. I'll try this visualize your shot for a while. So Mark goes to the sports psych. I forget who it was. He goes to the sports. And the guy's telling, visualize this, visualize that, Danny be the ball, all this stuff. And Mark was into it. And he's a dedicated student. I mean, like he took notes from every lesson I ever gave him. He religiously practiced, thought about what he's in. He went hook, line, and sinker for this whole thing. This visualized stuff. Play golf, not golf swing. Whatever these guys talk about that don't know anything. I never forget it. He did this for like a month. I remember he showed up at Pebble Beach. I forget what tournament it was. I don't know if it was the Pebble Beach Invitational. He won that thing like five times. It might have been the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. I remember I was walking with him. I remember exactly. I was halfway. I was walking on the outside of the ropes because I'm still there supporting him. I'm watching him on the practice tee. I'm giving him some lessons. But, I'm kind of fighting against this Danny be the ball stuff. You had a little fight. I'm not fighting hard because I just figured this. Let's just let it run its course. We're wasting time. But, hey, that's all right. We had enough time. We had enough time to get him to the Hall of Fame. And we had enough time. We can waste a little time, but that's what we're doing right now is wasting time. That's what I was thinking. And I just, let him go, tried to support him, tried to sneak in a few thoughts every once in a while. And while he was playing Danny be the ball. And anyway, we're walking down the 17th hole. It was the end of the tournament. It was like the 71st hole of the tournament. Walking down the 17th hole at Pebble Beach. What a beautiful hole. Oh, my God. Love Pebble Beach. Anyway, walking down the hole, I can remember exactly where I was. There's a cart path there, a road that cuts through the 17th right in front of the tee. And I had just walked past that road. Can you imagine? I can still remember this. I'd walk past that road. Mark comes over to the ropes. And he said, Hank, he said, you know what? He said, I've been visualizing my swing for a whole month. He said, I've visualized every single shot. Just like I want to hit it. He said, and for a month, he said, I haven't hit one shot like I know I can hit. He said, tomorrow, I'm going back to thinking about my swing. And then you know where he went? He went to the Hall of Fame. That's where he went.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So all this Danny be the ball, play golf, not golf swing. You know what I would say? You got to play a little golf swing to play golf. That's what I would say. And if you're thinking about something and it's not working, then my suggestion would be find something else to think about. And that is what I specialize in. I specialize in that moment that people take a lesson and they say, Hank, that's the best I've ever hit the ball. Or I've never hit a draw in my life. Or, you know, I always hit it too low and today I'm getting the ball. That's what I specialize in. So anyway, keep that in mind. Go to HaneyUniversity.com if you want information on a golf lesson from me. You can also register for my free instructional videos. Go to VoodooPainRelief.com if you've got the arthritis pain, because my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream will help you tremendously. And by all means, go to BetOnline.ag. That's your number one source for all your summer sports. This season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and the NHL, you get the latest stats, news, scores, everything you need to follow your favorite teams. And you get all the odds and lines as well. It's a great website. You can also find it on your mobile device, betonline.ag. That's where the game starts. All right, appreciate everybody listening. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. And we will talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools.
From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.